Tube. Recorded live.
Welcome to Kentucky for Cannabis. We are a community chapter of Americans for Cannabis. Americans for Cannabis can be found online at americansforcannabis.com. We also invite you to check out our Make It Lawful page. And you can find that by going to makeitlawful.americansforcannabis.com. And you can find our Kentucky page by going to Kentucky.americansforcannabis.com. And we're also located on Facebook. And you'll find us in pages and groups on Facebook. And currently it is 4:03 p.m. here in Western Kentucky. And it took me a few minutes to get in here today. I don't know what that was about. And I see that Robert from Oklahoma is here with us. So I'm going to go ahead and add him here because he is a chapter head. And, maybe he doesn't want me to add him. I don't see his phone thing. Okay, well, we'll just let him sit there and listen then. And if he wants to speak, he'll let us know. So, today's regular topic is Prohibition being the gateway to corruption and greed. And I had to remind myself for a minute what we were talking about. I said earlier I'm weaning some of this. The fact of the matter is it's a job, people, when you're trying to advertise and broadcast and keep up with all the groups and the websites and all that. And but that's cool because this is a pretty easy discussion to wing, and so I don't think I'll have any problem doing that. We're talking about corruption and prohibition. They all tie together, and me and Robert touched on this morning in the broadcast this morning. If y'all didn't hear that broadcast, it will be posted to Facebook at some point. I don't know if I got it posted there or not yet. I'm running around in circles so much. But the fact of the matter is, you know, prohibition. Without prohibition, you don't have a black market. If you don't have a black market, then cartels and such cannot exist. And therefore, you know, there isn't this war that we have as a result of it. And it's all a money game. And, you know, we touched on this earlier in that all you have to do is follow the money trail, people. And you can start by doing that by looking at the money that was used to build and found our nation and who our founding fathers were, what they did, what their business interests were, and such is one place to start. You can also start by tracing backwards, like Robert brought up earlier, you know, these companies that are selling you cleansers and selling you fake pee are also the same companies that are selling drug tests. And so, therefore, they profit off both sides of prohibition. And, you know, who are the people that own these companies? Who are the people funding legalization? Is a good place to start. And where does that money come from? Because it's interesting that our government, who is so anti-drug, you know, we've got these huge anti-drug policies and laws like the Controlled Substance Act, and agencies like DEA set up to enforce them, and we spend billions of dollars fighting this war, and so I'm trying to read and talk at the same time, I'm getting messages in the chat room, but you know, here we spend these billions of dollars fighting this war on drugs, and while we're doing that, at the same time we're doing that, and I pointed out earlier, we have offices, you know, here we have DEA and the CSA set up, and part of their job is to eradicate this plant called marijuana, cannabis, hemp, in the wild and in your home and in your garden and anywhere else, like, and in the marketplace, even though they created the black market for it, but either way, they profit. So here we have, on the one hand, you know, they say they're anti-drug abuse and all that, while at the same time, they are supported through the lobby of Big Chema and Big Pharma, to and big banks to support certain agendas and to make sure and ensure certain agendas get done and take place. And while that's all happening, they've set up offices like the EPA and other initiatives like the Endangered Species Act to, in fact, protect these same plants that they're out to eradicate. Well, maybe not these same plants, because they haven't protected hemp under the Endangered Species Act. And as I pointed out earlier in the show, it should be protected under the Endangered Species Act at this time, because it is on the verge of extinction. And it is currently extinct within Kentucky. Kentucky's native cannabis sativa L is extinct. So we have this conflict that occurs on Capitol Hill, where on one hand we're setting out to destroy and eradicate life. On the other hand, we claim to be protecting life and protecting our environment, and so it's crazy. It's like a hamster wheel. But this is just one place where we are in conflict with ourselves in this area. It's not the only place where we stand in conflict with ourselves, and where the law stands in conflict with itself. And so, I'm trying to remember what my point was I was trying to make. You know, but this is you know, just a glimpse of how corruption takes place as a result of prohibition. And so, you know, just to point out a few things that make my point, besides, you know, just having you look up the founding fathers of this nation and where their money came from and what they did for a living, you know, besides just looking at where the money is coming through the lobby at in Congress right now, you could look at events throughout history, like World War II, and I pointed this out before. There's the Elkhorn Manifesto online. You might want to Google that, the Elkhorn Manifesto, which explains to you how Nazi Germany and World War II tied into cannabis and the prohibition of cannabis and the corruption that was involved. And you could also Google the worm scan files. And worm scan's one word, joined, worm scan. And that will give you a major clue as to the corruption involved in recent years from police and law enforcement and judges here in Kentucky all the way to Mena, Arkansas. And isn't it funny that I lived in both places when it was all going down? and you'd be surprised what I know about that. Yes, I bought marijuana, cannabis, hemp from the sheriff there in Mena, Arkansas back in 1987, 86, 85, 84. There were several years there. So you'd be surprised what I know about it all. I don't always talk about everything I know. But let me tell you, you can check out the Clinton Chronicles and Google the Clinton Chronicles. And see what kind of information you get when you're searching that. You could Google Iran-Contra. There's one most people heard about, but did they really know what was going on? And do some investigation into the real truth of Iran-Contra. And you could Google just things like military U.S. military soldiers guarding opium crops. U.S. military soldiers guarding cannabis crops. So, the corruption within the whole issue of prohibition and our government, well, it runs deep and it runs long throughout our history. It's nothing new. The drug war has been a tool since the early 70s to fund their agenda, and they use the profits from both sides of the argument to line their pockets. And I say this with confidence because isn't it funny that most legalization groups and orgs are 501c3s, nonprofit organizations, who receive not only tax exemptions from our government in order for them to function, so our government gives them exemptions to tell you to legalize marijuana, but not only are they tax exempt to do that, but then some of them are governmentally funded to do that. And our government is funding them to educate you on cannabis and legalization. And I find it interesting that when I search the FBI's information and Freedom of Information Act and their case files on cases that they have investigated and organizations that they have investigated. That they have investigated almost every organization there is out there, from AIDS organizations to the NAACP or whatever. Yet, I find it interesting that there's no cannabis organizations, legalization organizations there, even though they have Elvis and the Beatles and several other people there they've investigated. So I find that very interesting that they have failed to investigate any legalization org like NORML or MPP. But I don't want to point the finger at anyone or anything. I just find it interesting that, you know, when signing a contract to become a 501c3 or a 501c4 with the government, you have to agree to exchange certain plans and information and your agenda in exchange for that exemption and funding that you receive via the government. And so and then these same organizations want you to legalize cannabis, giving the government more control and authority and sanctioning the government's control and authority over prohibiting the plant to you to begin with. And so and I pointed this out, all you got to do is look at the definition of legalize to see the difference between that and repeal. I find it interesting also that none of these organizations have worked on repealing prohibition at its constitutional root on the basis that it is unconstitutional. And so I don't put this out there to piss anybody off or to divide anybody or drive any wedges. I'm just putting this out there because these are the things I see and have noticed and from the understanding I'm working from. And one of the reasons why I choose to remain a grassroots activists and working with grassroots organizations. it just seems that, you know, where some of the funding is coming from for some of these organizations isn't on the up and up. And, you know, at this time, I'll tell you some links to check out, if I can get this page to pull up. And I don't know what happened to Robert. He was there and then he was gone. I hope he isn't like left because I said something to piss him off. Hope that's not what happened. If he did, I'm sorry, Robert. I'm not trying to piss anybody off. I'm not here to divide people. I'm here to unite by understanding. And I really believe there's a need to unite behind ethics and ethical practices and truth within this movement. And repeal of prohibition. And, you know, so that's why I say the things I say. I'm not trying to point the finger at anyone. I think there's a lot of issues out there that have caused this Yeah, and we're divided. This movement, you know, when people say we don't need to be divided, this movement's already divided. It's divided between those who claim they just want medical marijuana and those who claim that everybody should be able to have marijuana, whether they are a patient or not. Some people don't believe everyone's a patient. I tend to believe everyone's a patient. There are those who just want industrial hemp in this movement. So, you know, here's a major problem in this movement is that we are all divided and we can't seem to get on the same page. You know, that's an issue in this movement is that we are so divided. And, you know, I would think that the one issue that could unite everyone in this movement would be just say no to GMOs. You know, no matter what kind of position you have on cannabis hemp, as far as whether you want it as a medicine, whether you think it's food, whether you think it's you just should use it for oil and gasoline or it should just be industrial hemp, whether you think you should just be getting high on it, whatever you think, I would think that you would want all that hemp to remain non-GMO, non-mutated, non-damaged by the corporation. And I would think that this would be the one issue in the movement that could unite this movement would be just say no to GMO and just say no to corporate control, okay? I mean, after all, the corporations are the same people that took it away from you and prohibited it from you and enslaved you and entrapped you and imprisoned you and endangered you and made you sick to begin with. So I would think that the least we could do is get behind the fact that, we'd all just say no to GMOs. And I don't know why that seems to be an issue, except for there's a lot of people out there that obviously want the corporation or want the chance to own, buy through GMO patent their own personal strain of genetically mutated cannabis or whatever, or want the chance to profit from that. But, there are some pages that you should probably look at when you're considering this issue. If you don't believe that they're genetically mutating your cannabis, you do want to take a look at the GMO issue with hemp. And I've given this link before. And for some reason, it's not where it should be. Because for some reason, links keep getting going missing off my website. but you can go to GMO Watch, and for some reason, this has not been updated since April 2011. But you can go to the GMO Cannabis Watch website, which is GMO Cannabis Watch, one big word, .blogspot.com, and that's GMOCANNABISWATCH.blogspot.com, blogspot. as I said, /2011/04/just-say-no, well, just-say-no-2-GMO-HIMP-HTML. There, underneath there, you will find several articles as to the situation with GMO cannabis. And so, that's one place you can look. But an article that really explains the entire situation and the money trail is an article that can be found on the Cato Report, or Cato Report. I don't know why I said Cato, it's C-O-T-O, Cato Report. And the site you go to, and this is also a WordPress site, it's coto2.wordpress, WordPress.com/2010/25/PROP-19-Monsanto. That's MONSANTO for those that don't know. -and-GMO-Terminator. That's TERMINATOR -cannabis, /cannabis/. Okay, so it's Cato to WordPress.com, 2010, 1025. Prop 19, Monsanto and GMO, Terminator Cannabis. There you'll find an article called Prop 19, Monsanto and GMO, Terminator Cannabis, written by Conrad Justice Kaczynski, who is the son of Ron Kaczynski and a very educated young man who has a very outspoken voice of his own, and did an excellent job of documenting the money trail for you of the current corruption just within the politics of legalization and corporatization of cannabis. Okay, and you can also check out this article. You will find it at www.georgesoros.com. That's GEORGESOROS.com/articles-essays/entry/y. And it's spelled out WHY_I_support_legal_marijuana. And there you got it from George Soros himself as to why he's funding legal marijuana in the U.S. Okay. When we're talking about the money trail, people, you need to be following the money trail. And another article you might want to look at is an article written on how much money Soros has given recently to legalization. Billionaire Soros gives $1 million to Prop 19 pot legalization there in California. And that article can be found at www.tokeofthetown, that's TOKEOFTHETOWN.com. It was written by Steve Elliott. That's /2010/10/billionaire. That's BILLIONAIRE _Soros, SOROS _gives, BIVES _1 million, MILLION _2, that's TO _prop, PROP _19 _pot, POT _L .PHP. I believe that's an _L. If it's not, it's just a straight up and down end. Signal instead of the /. Anyway, that should take you to that article that shows just some of the money funding legalization and explains why we can't hardly get the word out about repeal. Okay, there was another link on that. I wanted to give you on that particular issue and just explaining some of the censorship and the issue. They're giving me some kind of commercial. Okay, so when you go to this link, people, you're going to get some kind of commercial. Just there's a link that it says continue on to page, so you want to push that link that says continue on to page, okay? And so the page that you're looking for is www.forbes.com. That's right, Forbes magazine, as in, you know, the magazine with all the billionaires in it. Entrepreneurs, money, politics. Anyway, so you're going to go to www.forbes.com/sites facebook.com/ClaireConnor. That's ClaireConnor. That's Claire O'Connor, excuse me. /2010/10/07/Facebooks. That's right, Facebooks dash Sean. That's SEAN dash Parker, PARKER dash Outdoes dash, and that's OUTDOES, Outdoes dash Moskovitz. That's MOSKOVITZ dash with dash 100K. That's 100 and then the letter K dash 4 dash marijuana dash bill /?. And it says boxes equals homepage. Homepage has a capital H. Special story. Special has a capital S. Story is capital S. Section has a capital S. And so that's homepage, special story, section, all lowercase except for the H is capitalized on home, the S is capitalized on S, and the, or on special, the S is capitalized on story, and the S is capitalized on section. And when you get there, you will find an article that says, Facebook Sean Parker outdoes Moskovitz with 100K for marijuana bill. And that explains where Sean Parker of Facebook donated over 100K to fund Prop 19 there in California. So for all you repealers who were trying to get the word out on Facebook during that time and were having a hard time with getting the word out, well, that might explain why. So that's just some of the money trail attached to the legalization movement at this time. And as I already pointed out, it's also funded through the federal government and federal grants and federal tax exemptions. And so that's why most of us in the repeal movement are working from the grassroots level with and don't have near the money to compete with these large corporations who seem to want cannabis legalized so badly. And so, I would like you to also take a look at an article where hemp.com would like you to believe that GMO crops have nothing to do with hemp. And so they put this information out, and you can do that by going to www.hemp.com/2011/01/GMO-crops, that's crops-pulled, P-U-L-L-E-D, dash, from, F-R-O-M, dash, wildlife, That's WILDLIFE/. And when you get there, you'll see that hemp.com has an article there posted about GMO crops being pulled from wildlife refugees and refuges. And it's dated January 18, 2011 by Josh Davis, and it starts out, "Sometimes we report on subjects that might not be directly related to hemp, but we think that are pretty darn important anyway." Then it goes on to say that a recent lawsuit settlement resulted in the Fish and Game Wildlife Services agreeing to cease planting GMOs in all of its refugees residing within 12 northeastern states. Okay. There's a reason why they pulled GMO crops. They're poisonous and they're not good for us or our environment. And he can say that GMO is not connected to the hemp issue, but the articles I've already given you will directly tell you that they are. So why do we have a hemp site called hemp.com putting out information that GMOs have nothing to do with hemp when they do? Because the seed is being genetically mutated right now. There is definitely an issue of false information being put out in this issue, or conflicting information being put out in this issue. And the GMO issue is an issue that they've been trying to cover up information on, even in our food crops, for a long time. And that's just, part of the corruption within the whole thing, and I wanted to point that out. Now, if GMO is not a issue where hemp is concerned, then I would like to ask why we have sites like this or articles like this being written. And this article comes from ManitobaHarvest.com. And Manitoba is a provider of hemp foods. And hemp foods and oils. And I refer everyone who's going to eat hemp that they should probably be eating hemp at Manitoba. Because they have recently been certified as GMO-free hemp. And so you can find under their certifications that they have been certified GMO-free. I was trying to find that article. And for some reason, it just took me to the website. But, try this again. Nope, it just keeps taking me back to the website. Well, you can get to Manitoba by going to ManitobaHarvest.com, and that's M-A-N-I-T-O-B-A havest.com. And there under there are questions where you can ask hemp questions or whatever facts about hemp. And actually, you can just put manitobaharvest.com/fact, that's FAQ.html, and it will take you over to where it shows and answers questions about their certifications and such. And you can see information about GMOs and all that. It's sad that I can't find that one article, though. Try it again. But, you know, it's getting close to time to for us to get off, and I hope everybody will check out the information I've given you on the corruption within the drug war. And there are a few pages you can go to on my site. There's a page called Designing Your World, / just say no to the legal lies. And you can find that by going to Design Your World and looking at the buttons across the top of the page. And you'll see a button that says Legalize. There's also a button there called My Voice. And there's some pages attached to that page. I don't have them all finished yet. I wished I did, but my computer has crashed and I cannot get in there and finish editing at this time. But if you go there, you'll find pages attached there. If you want to go directly to a page that will talk about the corruption and explain to you why things are the way they are, it's called How to Market Freedom and Why the Drug War Perpetuates Itself from Both Ends. And you can find this page by going to www.designingyourworld.com. That's DESIGNIYOURWORLD.com. /how, HOW, 2, 2, market, MARKET, freedom, FREEDOM, .html. And it talks about the fact that it's about consumerism, and it's a chess game, and it's about the marketplace, and the and it explains about, you know, why this chess game can't, you know, how nobody, how the only people winning in this chess game are them, you know, those that are in favor of prohibition. And I hate to say that, but at this point it's true. They're the only ones winning in this chess game, and that's because they funded people on both sides of the board. And so if you don't believe me, you know, just read that article and do the research. You know, I don't document anything for you there. But I give you enough information that you can document it for yourself. And I've given you enough information in this broadcast for you to document it. So, so corruption is a problem, people, and the corruption is deeper than what most people think. It's on both sides of this war, and it's in our schools, and it's in our courthouse, and it's in our local police department, and it goes from the top down all the way to our military, our synthetic industrial military complex, and our synthetic Fed industrial military complex. And so, I mean, these are just, you know, it's a drop in the bucket of where the corruption lies and how it's being pulled off. And you know, we could talk for, and we have been, we've been talking for years about the corruption, so decades. So, and I guess at this time we got about 7 minutes left. And we've talked about the difference between repeal and legalization in a way. I think I've said repeal is to repeal the CSA, the Controlled Substance Act, at its root, that it's not only unconstitutional, but that they have fraudulently misappropriated cannabis, sativa, hemp under this as a Schedule One. They may not have fraudulently done it at that time, but I believe they did. I believe there's enough evidence to prove that they did. But let's say they didn't. Either way, they're fraudulently maintaining it under that schedule at this time. And so, therefore, repeal is about ending prohibition based on the fact that it's not only unconstitutional, it's fraud and extortion and a lot of other things, including genocide. Okay. So I hope that, you know, explains how legalization and repeal are different. And I hope I've given you enough information to track down some of the corruption within the movement. And I'm sure I have. And I hope you'll take the time to check out that information and not believe a damn thing I say. I tell people all the time, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to check out what I'm telling you and do the research and find it for yourself and know for yourself. That's the problem with people, and that's the problem with society and this movement, is they tend to believe too much of what everybody else is telling them instead of doing the research themselves. And so, you know, I hope that y'all will do the research yourselves and find out for yourselves and know for yourselves. And, like I said, that's just some of the things that you can check out. You can also check out, I mentioned the Clinton Chronicles earlier, but check out Clinton Whitewater, you know, the Whitewater conspiracy, which is directly connected to the Clinton Chronicles in Mena, Arkansas. You can also check out, and you know, the worm scan files give you information on the corruption in Mena or in Monticello, Kentucky. And you can Google if you want to find other files or whatever on that. You would Google the information on Monticello, Kentucky, corruption in government, trafficking in marijuana, and cocaine. which is what was going on in Mena, Arkansas. And like I said, you know, check out Iran-Contra, it's all the same thing. And it goes, you know, much further back than that, like I said, all the way to our founding fathers. It's not that they're against drugs, people. They want to be the only drug dealers in the world, and they want to be in control of all the drugs, and they would like to replace all the natural drugs with the synthetic man-made compound that they can employ people by industrializing the nation with. And so here we find ourselves. Okay, it is 4:58 here in Bowling Green, and currently it's been kind of cloudy out, and but dry, a little chilly. Today is the last day of summer, people, for those of you that don't know, and so therefore you might want to check out your farmer's almanac and check out the information on, you know, what goes on with the last day of summer, especially if you're into history or religion or any of that, or farming. And just a suggestion, just something people might be into. I thank you for joining us, and I invite you to join us back, or to join us again and come back, and I hope that you will return. If you'd like to listen to this show, I'll say it before and I'll say it again, over and over again, every time you listen to us, because that's what I got to do, is we're on Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Western Kentucky. That's an hour later in Eastern Kentucky and an hour earlier in Mountain Time and 2 hours earlier Pacific Time. And I'm wishing you all a restful, wonderful weekend and much peace. And if you'd like to be on this show, again, the number to call is 1-724-44. Well, actually, if you'd like to listen to this show, the number to call is 1-724-444-7444. And the caller ID is 123-224. Again, that's 123-224. And that caller ID lets them know what show you want to listen to. Now, for those of you all with VoIP or on VoIP number, that's 66.212.134.192. Again, if you're on VoIP, the number is 66.212.134.192. And again, the caller ID is 123224, and you want to hit pound after you enter that caller ID. I've been forgetting to say that, but you enter pound after the caller ID. If you want to talk to me on the show at any point, once you've logged on to the show or once you're listening, then you just hit 1 and then pound again. If you'd like to be a guest on this show, or if you'd like to advertise or promote this show, advertise on this show, or help to promote this show, or help to fund this show, or sponsor this show, you can do so by calling 270-904-0279. Again, that number is 270-904-0279. And we do appreciate your calls, and we do appreciate those who have joined us. And again, I'd like to remind everyone that Michael Joseph will be joining us next Thursday. He is the man heading up CCHHI 2014 there in California, the first initiative ever written to protect cannabis hemp from corporation and GMO mutation. The Jack Hare Initiative, it has been dubbed CCHHI, but this is Jack Hare's final wishes for you and the plant. And so I hope you'll join us next Thursday for that show, if you don't, any other show. Okay, I've went into 2 minutes of overtime again, so I've got to get better at scheduling myself on these shows and wrapping it up. I wish y'all, like I said, an awesome weekend, and be a blessing and be blessed. Peace.